The scripture for the message this morning is found in Romans, the 12th chapter, and as always, we commend all of the passage of study to you. But I just wanted to share that 11th verse, and I'm reading this morning from a New Revised Translation, Those words read, "Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically." Burning up or out? A friend of mine was passing along on the email a devotion that he had found, and there was just one story that just stayed with me, and I wanted to share it with you. It simply said, "You can't spell Jesus without the U. You can't spell Jesus without the U." Let me go on and say then that if you ask me what is wrong with someone else, I could probably tell you. But to look in the mirror and not to forget what you see, to be honest and open with one's self, honest to the place that there is authenticity, it's not easy. I remember one day taking some pictures, my driver's license picture actually, and I came back to the church and I was looking at the picture and I said to our secretary, "What a terrible picture. Look at this. What a terrible picture." And she said, "Reverend, let me see." And she took one glance at it and said, "Oh no, Reverend, that's you." That's not easy to hear. That's you. But to be able to sing, to really sing, "A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify," then I can't forget that you can't spell Jesus without the U. Another important part is here. If we are able to face ourselves and know that we are forgiven, then we can live a new life. There is a gift that is ours. And as we think about what is possible, what is the possibility and the potential of the church, then we are talking about the church as a body. The church as a body. Romans 12 and 5 said, we are part of His one body. One body in Christ. We belong to each other. And each of us needs all the others. Each of us needs all the others. We need each other, and we need the gifts that God has given to each of us. We need to spend our time helping each other, motivating each other, encouraging each other. I know that there are some who are not comfortable with that many congregations use. It will say on the bulletin, it will list the pastor and that name. But it will also say on the bulletin, ministers, every member of the congregation. But think about it a moment. There are people that you see that I will never see. There are people who will be open with you that would not be open with me. People sometimes encounter reverends and pastors, and they are afraid that this person will be too harsh on me. But each of you are ministers. Each of you are ministers, and each of us are a part of the body of Christ. Are you putting what God has given you into action? The story is told of Oliver Cromwell, who, when faced with a shortage of precious coins, of precious metals for coins, he sent his troops out to find some. When they returned, they told him, "We couldn't find any precious metals except for the statue of the saints standing in the corner of churches." Cromwell said, "Well, melt down the saints and put them in to circulation." This is what we are talking about here. Talking about taking our gifts and putting them into circulation. There is a problem here, and that is sometimes we can feel all burned out. Sometimes we can feel just like giving up. Our passion is gone. We feel as if we're in the wilderness and the promised land is not in sight. I can take this burnout one step further and say, we may be in church every Sunday. We may be preaching every Sunday. We might be singing in the choir every Sunday. We might gather on the first Sunday to take communion. We might be sitting in the same seat every Sunday. But if the Spirit is not present. I've talked with others who will say with pride, "Aaron, I was born a Methodist, and I'm going to die a Methodist." But what is it when the Spirit of the living God is not present? What is it when the Spirit has not fallen afresh on us? What is it? We can burn out. We can burn out. One way that we can identify the way in which we are burning out, and then we want to claim, after we know what it is, why we're burning out, we want to claim what Paul spoke of and not lose our enthusiasm. Not lose our enthusiasm for the work of God. And the best way is not only to speak of the Spirit, but it is to allow the Spirit to come and to refresh us from day to day. What this means is the obstacles of life are still present. Oh yes, the obstacles of life are still present. But being refreshed by the Spirit is to say we're an optimist in all things. We're an optimist in all things. Being refreshed is saying that the light of Christ is shining in and through us. One writer said these words, "There is no hopeless situation in life. There are only people who have grown hopeless about themselves. There can never be any such thing as a hopeless Christian." When we get to this place, then we are on fire. Our commitment is stronger than ever. Our desire to be transformed, so then that we might spread this word, this message of transformation. With all of the rhetoric that goes on all around us, with all of the news that is painful and disappointing that happens all around us, but all that might be encountered by our young people today, I hope we haven't missed out on just how many young people, teenagers, have lost their lives in just a couple of weeks. With all of this going on around us, we ought to be the ones proclaiming good news. We ought to be the ones saying, there is a better life. There is a better life out there. For God is a God of compassion. When we come to this place, we're burning up. Our faith is stronger than ever. Our faith means that it's vital. Our commitment is strong. So we have talked about the you in Jesus, sharing our gifts, being burned up and not being burned out. Let me close this way then. I haven't had a chance to travel as much as many of you have, but those times when traveling by car, there are some things that just stay with me. And one of those things is you can come up on some exits to some towns, and they will list on the exit, no services here. And then you can come to the next exit, and you can come to the next town, and it says, full services here. Which one do you want to stop at? No services here. Full services here. I would hope and I would pray always that with the light of Christ glowing within us, with the light of Christ so evident within us, with people who always gather in worship to praise the Lord, I would hope that within us, if someone said, put another sign outside of the church, we would be able to say, full services here. Amen. Amen.